Trend number four, the great 21st century water opportunity. Throughout human history, water has been a crucial economic and political resource. While much of the news we hear or see is devoted to energy and food, nothing matters more to humans than access to clean, fresh water. A human being can go 3 weeks on average without food, but we can only live 3 days without water. And more infant mortality in this world results from a lack of clean water than from any other cause. A study by the United Nations shows that at least 1.6 million people die needlessly each year from the lack of clean water and adequate sanitation. Water is a $425 billion a year industry, which ranks as the third largest business in the world, behind fossil fuels and electricity. Between 2000 and 2005, the stocks of companies involved in processing and providing water soared 134%, while some individual companies rose in value by a factor of five. Furthermore, the water industry is expected to grow at 2 to 3 times the rate of the global economy during the next 2 decades. According to a report from Strategic Asset Management, a consulting firm in Switzerland, the emerging global market in water is the result of 4 important trends. 1. Population growth. People need water not only to drink, but to grow crops and to use in industrial processes. In 1900, the Earth only had 1.5 billion inhabitants. But by the middle of the 21st century, the population will rise to a predicted 9 billion. 2. Infrastructure. In many countries, the equipment used for cleaning and distributing drinking water is in need of replacement or repair. In all too many places, a huge percentage of the available fresh water is lost by the distribution system. In the years ahead, there will be heavy investment in water mains, processing plants, and sewer systems. 3. Water quality. New industrial processes are contributing previously unknown pollutants to the water supply in various countries, even as the standards for drinking water are being raised. New technologies and businesses will be required to remove those pollutants. And 4. Climate change. If the Earth continues to warm, as many scientists expect, water will shift its geographic location and rainfall patterns will change. Some areas will become wetter and others drier. This will inevitably create a water crisis in some areas. Those trends mean that water will have to be managed differently in the future, creating business opportunities that were inconceivable just a few years ago. In fact, Knowledge at Wharton recently called water the new oil and predicted a so-called water shock in the near future. A water shock is a scenario in which the price of water ratchets up to unforeseen levels, just as oil did in the 1970s and again in this decade. Like these oil shocks, the water shock will result in the sudden transformation of markets, government policies, and ecosystems. The evidence is clear. The supply has remained roughly constant, with only 3% of all water on Earth in the form of fresh water. At the same time, per capita human use of that water has risen. Industrialization has consumed more and more of fresh water, and people in developed nations use more now than ever before. For example, it takes no more than a gallon of water a day to keep a person alive. But in the U.S., people use something on the order of 150 gallons a day. Owing to activities like showering, watering lawns, and washing clothes and dishes with inefficient machines. Even so, the major use of water, 70% of it, is for agriculture. Only 10% is for personal consumption and 20% for industry. According to Sustainable Asset Management, in 1900, the world's people collectively used 770 cubic kilometers per year of fresh water. That figure had risen fivefold by 2007 and will reach 5,000 cubic kilometers per year by 2025. More significantly, the OECD predicts that half of the world's population will have insufficient fresh water by 2030. And even today, according to the World Water Council, 1.1 billion people lack sufficient drinking water. That's a sixth of the global population. For this reason, 40% of Fortune 1000 firms believe that a water crisis is coming. However, according to a survey conducted by the Marsh Center for Risk Insights, fewer than 70% of corporations are preparing for a water crisis. Fortunately, these problems have solutions, and those solutions can represent significant profit opportunities for alert investors and companies. That's the central premise underlying Steve Hoffman's new book, Planet Water: Investing in the World's Most Valuable Resource. As Hoffman observes, there is no such thing as a water shortage globally. The amount of water remains relatively fixed on Earth. Furthermore, water, unlike oil and other commodities, is continuously recycled and is theoretically available for reuse. The problems that create local shortages are variable rainfall, pollutants, and distribution, not to mention waste of available local supplies. The key is to position oneself to exploit opportunities as they inevitably arise. In light of this trend, we offer the following 5 forecasts for your consideration. First, in the coming years, nearly everyone can expect to pay more for water, no matter where they live. Depending on the area, you may also have to prepare for using less of it. As with energy, many simple measures can add up to great savings. Business opportunities will abound in helping people to save water. Second, water wars will erupt as regions and social classes battle for control of this crucial resource. The first and most visible form that water wars will take will not be one country or region fighting another for water. The battle will be between those who believe that water is a commodity and should be made available for sale like any other, and those who believe that water is a common resource that should be provided free or at cost to everyone equally, not just to those who can afford to pay. Organizations such as Water Justice are advocating against privatization of water, even as oil man T-Bone Pickens is buying up as much of the Ogallala Aquifer as he can in preparation for a boom in water sales to parched areas. Third, water scarcity will result in many business opportunities beyond simply selling water. Since much of the agriculture in the world depends on irrigation, drip irrigation systems will be in high demand because they are vastly more efficient than the flood techniques in common use. Improved plumbing systems will be sold to reclaim the billions of gallons of water that are now wasted on a daily basis. America's municipalities will have to spend an estimated $500 billion over the next few decades to upgrade aging water systems. Investors and companies that can meet those needs will reap the benefits. Fourth, desalination technology will be a huge winner. There is a nearly limitless supply of water on Earth, but 97% of it is seawater. Desalination plants are already big business in some parts of the world, such as Saudi Arabia, which has a plentiful supply of oil to power the facilities. The technology, which forces water through a membrane to remove salt and produce fresh water, is energy intensive and therefore expensive. But as the price of water increases and the supply becomes more scarce, desalination will begin to make more economic sense elsewhere, even in the United States. In fact, the technology is improving rapidly, becoming cheaper and more efficient. The estimated cost of producing 1,000 gallons of fresh water is now $1.10, down from $2.10 in recent years. A new plant was just approved for the city of San Diego, according to the Wall Street Journal. The worldwide capacity to produce fresh water from seawater grew by 40% between 2000 and 2005, according to a report from the National Academy of Sciences, suggesting that this is a viable area for investment both here and abroad. And fifth, water scarcity will exacerbate already tense geopolitical situations around the world. There will inevitably be areas in the world where people who aren't able to get access to clean water will attempt to influence or even attack their neighbors who are better off. China, for example, has a rapidly growing middle class that demands more and more clean water. But China's water supplies are not only severely stressed, they are extremely polluted from industrial waste. One reason that China is holding on to Tibet with such determination is that Tibet has plentiful fresh water. The Times of London recently reported that China is building 200 miles of canals to take water from the Himalayan plateau to feed the dying Yellow River. And China is merely emblematic of problems in other areas. International Alert, a nonprofit organization in London, recently released a report identifying 46 nations where the lack of water has created what it calls a high risk of violent conflict by 2025. Nearly 3 billion people live in those nations, almost half of the world's population.